You're listening to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Lester Graham. We're now 2 weeks into the partial government shutdown, and just when it will end is still very much unclear. With us now is Republican Congressman Paul Mitchell. He represents Michigan's 10th Congressional District. Hello, Congressman. Good to speak with you.
Good to talk to you again.
Hey, so you were sworn in again yesterday and then very quickly voted against the Dem bill to reopen the government. What's going on down there in D.C. right now?
Well, the Democratic bill funded some additional agencies, but still kicked a can down the road on dealing with the homeland security, both the agency and border security. They've done enough of that around here. I now have been here 2 years, and I'm tired of seeing continuing resolutions as well. It just simply reflects not getting a job done.
So it was complicated to reopen the government last year, and that was when, you know, Republicans controlled the whole game. We've got Republicans now not controlling the House. You've got Speaker Pelosi, who's saying maybe she'd open it for a dollar. I mean, I think she was joking tongue-in-cheek there, but you're not going to get $5 billion. So what happens to the government right now?
Well, let's be clear here now, Zoe. It's not a matter of you're not. It's the administration. I was in the White House a couple of days before the shutdown and made it clear that we can ask for $5 billion. They may not get $5 billion. There's a compromise that's there. Vice President Pence proposed a compromise during the shutdown of $2.5 billion and was summarily dismissed by the both Schumer and Pelosi.
But the president said that he would have the vice president's back on 2.5, and then there was some talk that actually he sort of said, you know what, not even going to do that after there was a possibility of a compromise. Is it hard to negotiate with a president who doesn't seem to be willing to, you know, decide on a number and stick to it?
Zoe, I didn't see anything from the president that said he wasn't going to go with the $2.5 billion, and I sat in a meeting in which the vice president and president was there, that there's a willingness to compromise. There's a whole lot of that kind of discussion. You know, let's take at face value of the public statements, and the public statements very clearly. As you noted, Speaker Pelosi said repeatedly there will be no money for the wall. It's immoral and ineffective. Now, the reality is homeland security is about security of this nation, including border security. Part of the money is actually a barricade. It's not a wall. And part of the money is for technology and other things. The reality is we need to secure our border. We have more and more issues down at that border. We put forward bills last Congress to deal with immigration reform that not a single Democrat voted for. So if you want to talk about compromise, then let's participate in compromise and not see who we can blame. The leadership of both the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, are meeting with the president today. Hopefully some resolution will come out of that meeting.
Congressman, you've noted, we should say that you sent a letter instructing the House to withhold your pay until an appropriations agreement is reached. I can only assume that you have constituents in the 10th District who are furloughed right now, who are not getting paid. What do you say to them?
Well, actually, I got a Facebook message from one of them, which is obviously just a small sample. She said to me, she said, you know, A, hang tough in there. We need to secure the border. And B, she said, you know, I've been to this furlough rodeo before. Okay. What I say to them is I'm not taking any pay, any salary here until such time as we are paying our employees. I voted to do so repeatedly. The Democrats have voted against that and have decided that the only way they're going to vote to pay those people is, in fact, if there's no money for border security, basically.
Finally, in the last couple of seconds we have later last year, the president said he owns this shutdown. Is that still an accurate statement?
Well, I think what proposal was made to reopen it, the proposal was made for funding, and Schumer and Pelosi rejected it. So I suggest an action by the Senate, which is because they couldn't get 60 votes with the minority leader. Schumer is the owner of this. He holds the bag on this one, working with Ms. Pelosi, and they ought to figure out what they want to do. But border security is not a negotiable item. And I voted against those bills yesterday because it's simply one more political charade that kicks the can down the road and on border security. We need to deal with it.
Republican Congressman Paul Mitchell represents Michigan's 10th congressional district on this day 14 of the partial government shutdown. Congressman, congratulations on your second term in office.
Thanks very much. Always good to talk to you, Zoe.